Oh, and if you want to talk to someone discreetly, you can always make a log with Poppy.
Poppy?
The AI. Our primary operation permissions program. It can record end-of-day logs, you can say whatever you want to it, as long as you can put up with the automated responses, and it'll listen. And whatever you tell it will be discarded. It won't tell anyone or share the recording. Ever. Unless you tell it to.
Oh. Thanks.
I don't like the idea of some robot thing recording everything I say.
Your words are not recorded.
Yeah, well, it still freaks me out. And you've got no way to prove that.
You don't trust me?
Hell no. You're some sort of magical voice thing we can chat to when we're feeling lonely. It's weird.
If you fear death, you've got a long road ahead of you.
What do you mean by that?
Error. Communication failed.
What?
Lydia, are you busy, darling?
No. What can I do for you, Captain?
Play dead.
Is he okay? Did you kill him? Because Hudson said he'd be right back and...
Relax, he's only unconscious. You're welcome, by the way. Must be Mulder's on your to-do list today.
Can't say it's ever been on mine.
Tomorrow marks the beginning of our time as a proper crew together. We managed to become wanted citizens before we even began. Whether it was fate or simply bad luck, I don't know, but dear gods, I hope so.
Incoming call. Incoming call.
Into the Hollow. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Stream now.
Call accepted.
Audio log. New investigation. Okay. Alexandria. Drea. Alex. God, how did I not see? They refer to Drea with she, her pronouns, but it's not like people's pronouns don't change, but is it even... Drea died. I remember that. I remember one of them saying Drea died and Alex is... I mean, Alex isn't dead. Is Alex dead? Could Alex be dead? I don't... That doesn't make sense. They couldn't be. They breathe, they walk, they talk, they eat and drink. Mostly alcohol, but they do eat and drink stuff. Okay, Ollie. Most likely theory. Go. It's probably a meaningless dream. Even if these people were real, which... Who knows if they were? That doesn't necessarily mean they actually looked and sounded like that. Maybe I'm projecting Alex's face and voice onto this random person. I don't know what it means, but I am going to choose to let it go for a moment, which is not easy for me, not in the slightest, but I can't come to any conclusions without more information, especially not from dreams alone. End recording. Devon?
Hey, Ollie. You ready? You forgot, didn't you?
Sorry. What have I forgotten?
We were gonna go out for coffee.
I thought that wasn't till Wednesday.
Today is Wednesday.
No, it... Shit, it's Wednesday? Sorry, Devon. Just come in, give me a minute to get dressed, and we can go.
Oh, wow. It is a mess in here.
Been busy.
I can see that. There's... You have... so many newspapers.
I've been investigating. You know that. So, how have you been?
Oh, you know, same old, same old.
You seem tired.
I'm always tired.
What do you think of this shirt?
I like it. Very queer English major vibes.
I'll take it.
And anyway, I don't know how to find a job that isn't retail. I'm an English major, Ollie. What am I supposed to do with that?
I don't know either, Devon. Guess just because you're good at it doesn't mean you make a career out of it.
Want to go back in time and tell freshman year Devon that?
I'm pretty sure I did, and they got very angry with me.
Well, you had a point. I have no idea what I'm going to do with my life, Ollie. In the least depressing way possible, how the fuck do you plan a future you never actually thought you'd see?
If you figure it out, let me know. Do you need to talk? Are you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. And anyway, that's an issue for my therapist, not you.
Fair enough, but I am still here to listen.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey guys.
Con.
Hey Connor.
What with the faces?
What faces?
I don't know. You're both all blech.
We're fine. You should have said you were coming.
I didn't know you were here.
Sit down. Sit with us.
How are you doing, Connor?
Oh, you know, same as ever, really. Have any of you heard from Sal lately? I don't think I've seen him in a couple days.
Oh, yeah, he and Zach broke up, so he's... Yeah.
Oh, they did? That's... sad.
Yeah, I'm very sad for him.
What happened? Maybe I should say something to Zach. He's a nice guy. Oh, speaking of, have you guys thought at all about our next game night? Because here's what I'm thinking. We combine 5 Uno decks.
No!
Let me finish!
Hi, sweetheart. Hello.
What?
Shh. Listen to me for a moment. What are... Who are...
Isn't it obvious? I'm you.
No. I'm... me. That sounds stupid when I say it out loud.
Most things you say do.
Well... That was rude.
Believe that I'm you yet?
Nope. I know, you're just... something that can look like me.
If I can look like you, and sound like you, and think like you, then what makes me not you?
I don't know, I'm not... Would that be a philosophy thing?
Maybe I'm a bit smarter than you.
You're certainly not as nice as I am.
Interesting word there. Nice. Is that how you think people see you?
Yes. What are you doing here?
I would disagree.
That doesn't answer my question.
Do you know what your friends actually think about you?
Better than you do.
They don't really care about anyone or anything, you know? They're kind of self-involved. Hard to talk to.
We used to be so close, but she changed. We old Devon would have never been this standoffish.
You've made your point.
You think you're nice? You think you're kind? The only kindness you've ever done them is staying away. Nobody wants you, Devon Fraser.
I know.
What are your half-hearted attempts at friendship giving them? How do you think they feel when you forget to text back? When you don't reply? When you cancel on them for the third time in a row? Do you think you're doing them a favor by being a second-rate acquaintance? I know they deserve better. How selfish can you really be? Keeping them around to only talk to them when you need them? Do you think they don't know what's happening
here? I said, I know.
You should leave them alone, for their own good. Rid them of the burden.
I'm not a burden. I'm not.
Oh, of course you're not. Everybody loves you. People care about you. Admit it. They don't care. And they're right not to.
I know. I'm alone. I always have been. I always will be. My life is meaningless. My life is meaningless. No, Apollo. I'm not answering it.
Are you ignoring us? Connor said he saw you earlier and you didn't even look at him.
Are you okay, Devin? We miss you.
I'm not going away, if you mind if you'll let me in. Also, I brought takeout. Is that enough incentive?
Hey.
Hey, you look like shit. Are Ibex a trending look right now? Because someone really should have told me. Anyway, thought you might want some food. I had a feeling that maybe you weren't doing so great. I can go if you want to be left alone, but I thought I'd make sure you had something to eat. Oh, and there's a couple bottles of water, too. I'll head out now. Just take care, okay? Call us when you're ready. No rush, but we'll be here.
Thank you.
Devin, I'm really glad you could make it.
Yeah, me too. Sorry I went AWOL for a bit.
It's fine, dude. Don't worry about it.
You said something about watching a movie?
Yeah. It's this terrible movie about zombies.
Zombie beavers.
Mm-hmm. Terrifying, right?
Yeah. I'm shaking already.
I think it should be for a good laugh. And we could all kind of use one.
Yeah.
Why don't we just get started then?
Yeah, sounds good.
Devin? Did you dye your hair or something?
No. Why?
I don't know. Something about you looks different.
Nope. Same as ever.
Yeah, I guess. Remember that time a few years ago you dyed your hair black?
Did I? That does seem like a kind of thing I would remember, doesn't it? Huh. Well, that's disappointing. I guess I'm not as convincing as I'd hoped.
You're very observant. It would be a credit to you if it wasn't so annoying.
Well, where's Devin?
Oh, they're alone. Quite alone.
And she will be for a long time, I think. That's cute. I thought you were smarter than that. You won't be getting through to them.
Why are you-
Try all you want, Carmen Brunhild. It's entertaining, seeing you fail. Your time is coming soon. Enjoy wasting it.
God damn it!
Hit. I'll try.
No, it's not going to work.
So how do we-
Don't. We can't do anything.
Thank you for meeting with me.
Of course. I have to ask, how did you know I was looking into this?
During my research, your name came up. You found one of the bodies. I did a little digging.
Hang on, what do you mean by digging?
Nothing too bad, but it didn't take me long to realize you were looking into the deaths as well. I thought it would be helpful for both of us to talk about it. Maybe together we'll find whatever we're missing here.
Maybe.
But my question is, why are you searching?
What?
What's in this for you? Why are you doing it?
I don't really know. I feel like it's something I have to do. I have to figure out. But what about you? What's in it for you?
I told you, I'm a reporter, a journalist. I've seen a lot of shit, but I've never seen anything like this before. Something is wrong with Tenebrae, and I'm gonna get to the bottom of it. I'm going to tell everyone.
I've been here before.
Heaven. Where are we?
The epicenter. Where everything starts.
Where everything ends.
Why was I here? I want to go home.
You are home. You never left.
I want to go home.
Where is home?
I don't know. I'm dreaming. I'm asleep right now, aren't I? This isn't real.
Depends on your definition of real. What is reality to you?
What do you mean?
Is a dream unreal?
Of course it's not. But this isn't actually happening.
Prove it.
I...
Good luck.
This was Seven of Hearts. In this episode, Carmen was voiced by Caspian Palemoon, Connor was voiced by Cry MJ, Sal was voiced by Felix Pazorski, Devin was voiced by Riley Deegan, and Ollie was voiced by Beth Barrett. This episode also featured the voice of Luca Miller as Nick, script by Jace Pelletier, and sound design by Caspian Palemoon and Jace Pelletier. Thank you for listening.